The law of God in the Bible is truly the law of love, and it is truly unique. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 22, gives us the sum and substance of the entire law when he says that there are two great commandments. The greatest of all commandments is that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second greatest commandment is that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And Jesus says that not only do the Ten Commandments hang on those two commandments, but he says the entire law and the prophets hang on those two commandments. Now, law and the prophets was a buzz phrase, a little code phrase for basically meaning the Old Testament scripture, the sum and substance of everything that God had revealed in the Old Testament. Now, the first thing of note about this is that Jesus really gives us a bedrock, or cornerstone, if you will, for interpreting and understanding the scriptures. Jesus is basically telling us that whatever you read, and there are a lot of obscure passages in the Old Testament where we may have trouble understanding exactly what is going on, but we can know this. If it's a commandment, if it's a narrative passage, whatever it is, it has something to do with loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. It has something to do with that. And so if you read an obscure law in the Old Testament, something like, you shall not muzzle the ox while he is treading, and maybe a friend asks you, now what in the world does that mean? Well, if nothing else, you can give this answer. I don't know, but it has something to do with loving God and loving neighbor. That much I know because Jesus told me so. So remember that whenever you're reading in the Old Testament and whenever you're reading the law. If you look at the way the Bible pictures the law, first of all, it tells us in James that it is the law of love that has come down out of heaven. Then Jesus describes it saying that the law has weightier matters. It has three great branches. He talks about mercy and justice and truth. And the picture you kind of get is that this law of love is like a tree with its roots in heaven growing downward toward the earth. That's kind of the picture. So it's like this upside down tree. It's a tree rooted in heaven. The trunk is love. It is love for God, love for neighbor. And then you have three great branches, mercy, justice, and truth. And then everything else hangs on that. And so whenever you're looking at anything specific, any little individual command or application, never disconnect that command from the branches that are supporting it. Okay? So you can't take a leaf or a twig off of this tree without recognizing that it has greater branches supporting it. And if you're interpreting that little twig or that little leaf in a way that makes it contrary to that which is supporting it, then you're not really understanding it in context. The other thing that is truly amazing and unique about God's law of love, is that it really does stand apart. Now, oftentimes you will have it equated with other ancient law codes such as the law of Hammurabi and other law codes like that. And if you just look on the surface, you may think that it is similar. It has things in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not, and so on and so forth, and all law codes seem to have that kind of language, and the ancient ones did too. But when you look closely, and when you look closely at what Jesus tells us, that everything hangs on these two great commandments, you start to realize that it is entirely unique. There is nothing like it. Because all the other law codes basically consist in a bunch of thou shalt nots on pain of death coming from some kind of a divine right monarch or king who basically can say whatever I say, God says. Well, God never operates that way. God speaks his own word. He inscripturates it into scripture, and whatever scripture says, God says. In other words, whatever God has said, God says. But the other thing unique about it is that, different from other law codes, is that the law of God is inherently personal. It is all dependent on personal relationships. And the fundamental duties are not negative, but affirmative. You know, the Ten Commandments talk about not thou shalt not, but it's really just giving. Here are 10 things that you will never do if you love God and you love your neighbor, which is really the force and the center of the law. Had there been no fall, the only commands we would need would be love God and your neighbor, because we would understand what that means. So we have a personalness here to the law. If you look at most law codes, they're highly impersonal. They do not depend on personal relationships at all. This one presumes personal relationship. It presumes we were created for a personal relationship with God and for personal relationships with our neighbor. And it says that we have an affirmative duty of love owed to both. That is completely unique. Also, it then helps us to understand why the Bible, in essence of sin, seems to define it as a debt. Because of this personal relationship, these love obligations we were created for, we have an affirmative obligation to love in all directions all the time, toward God and toward neighbor. And when we fail to love, we have failed to pay a debt that is due and owing. Love in the Bible is the only debt that's good. Okay? That's why the Bible says, owe no one anything except to love one another. And so the whole key with the debt of love is to be current on your debts. It's to make sure you render your love debts that are due and owing, because the only time you can ever pay a love debt is right now. It arises right now, and you have to pay it right now. That's what it means to love. And so every form of sin, before it is anything else, and it may be a lot of other things, it may be a transgression, it may be iniquity, it may involve perversion, it may involve death, it may involve stealing, it may involve all kinds of things, but every form of sin there is, no matter how active, no matter what the consequences, it is, before it is anything else, a failure to have paid a love debt that was doing owing at the time. We owed love, we didn't pay it, we gave something else. And so you see, this is really a transformative view of life that comes from understanding the law of love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.